I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, we're on.
All right, here we go. Wow, this is going to be a real quick one. So we are on our third taping of the day. We are very giggly. We have drank the equivalent of five bottles of wine.
17 Sauvignon Blancs.
Yeah, no, it is the best day
I mean, it was five Sauvignon Blancs, but 17 times.
We've had we did have our friends do this, but this is, get ourselves ready. All right.
All right.
Are we ready for this edition of What's in Renee's Glass?
Oh,
cheers.
Okay. Are we? Okay.
Yes, we are joined by our friend Margaret Sheridan, Sauvignon Blanc expert. Ooh. Now, after everything else. So let me just state very quickly, while you're oohing and aahing, what we did. We started the day off with five Sauvignon Blancs and did a blind tasting, knowing what regions they were from, but not knowing the wines, except for Glen Manor, because you had purchased that one. And we did a blind that
and
way.
I still and missed it. I apologize. I'm wearing a Glen Manor hat now to make amends.
I would like to know that I recognize my 10 sisters.
You did recognize your 10 sisters, so that was really fun. Renee, give us a little smile over here. There we go. All right, and then after that, we did what I think was a pretty deep dive for us into Sauvignon Blanc.
100% deep dive into Sauvignon Blanc.
Where we kept our Sauvignon Blancs open for about 3+ hours, because that's how long we've been doing this.
And they held up.
You know, this is lovely. This is a lovely...
Now, what you have in your glass, this is what I want you to think about. We're going to make this a really quick What's in Renee's Glass. This is this one. It's not here. It's a hidden one. Okay. Now, based on what you learned today on the podcast, I am going to give you a hint. What's the wine?
It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Right. Now, based on what you learned today,
that's my
where is it from?
My wine glass.
This is a new world.
Okay. Okay.
Steel? Is that accurate?
I'm not going to answer anything.
Is it
damn it.
Steel? Is it steel?
This feels...
Let's start from the beginning. It's a color. W set.
This is a pale lemon lime. I mean, you do, yeah, I'd still say lemon lime. Possibly lemon lime. Pale lemon.
Mm-hmm. Renee, you got this.
There may be a little, think a little bit out of the box. Think a little bit out of the box on this
Ooh.
One.
This has,
Let me rephrase how I said it. It is a Sauvignon Blanc based on everything we talked about today. It's not a Sauterne.
No, it's not a Sauterne. It's
but
dry.
It's based on every kind of Sauvignon Blanc we talked about today. So
this is a, it's, okay.
I feel like I did warn you that we were going to do this and then we were going to do it at the beginning. And I said, wouldn't it be fun if we did this after we've been drinking for 3 hours?
Oh,
safely,
yay!
Nobody's driving. We're all, yes.
And I might have said, is it?
It's safe for everyone, but
Where's our acidity on it?
It's high acid. I mean, it's still high acid.
I say it's off dry.
It's dry.
I'm completely wrong. I just got a card that gave me different things.
Okay, pin that. Not necessarily correct, but I can see where it comes from.
It's fruit forward. It's...
What's the fruit that she's getting that might make you think that she thinks that this is off dry?
It's more tropical.
Right. Wait, is anything in particular? There's a fruit that I never put it on my description of wines ever because when people see it, they think sweet. And that's really what's coming out here. White peach. Peach.
White peach. You're making me get in my head, so
peach,
I don't know.
Peach and pineapple I'm always careful on because people drink that or get that flavor.
I've already done it, so I'm like, I need more.
They already,
I need more.
All right, hold on. What else are you getting? What else? What
I am getting, it's very juicy. Mm-hmm. It's a juicy, it's very, I don't get any.
You're right on the stainless.
I was going to say stainless. I'm like, I get stainless.
Tell it again.
This is very white peach, juicy. Stone fruit.
Okay.
Apricot. good with apricot. I'm not good with apricot. I'm like, apricot is a thing.
She said peach.
Yeah.
Same white thing. Peach, white peach.
It's
though.
Got the juicy flavors that make you think.
It's got the juicy yeah. flavors. I don't get a lot of, I mean, based on what we've had earlier.
Do you need to have
a,
like,
I don't get a lot of pears. I don't get the green.
All right. It's there.
I do get a green.
So that makes me think that it's, is it a blend or is it 100%?
Well said.
Ah, it's a blend. It's a blend.
So based on what we learned, blend. What are some of the things that could be going on here? I know what you're going to suddenly say it is, but that's probably not that one.
I don't.
If you hear the pages flipping, it's me.
Margaret, what do you think of this one?
What do you think of this one?
I like this, and I'm flipping through my
pages. This is not a prototypical Sauvignon Blanc.
It's because it's a blend.
I will say that because it's a blend. So Sauvignon Blanc. So I'm going to say there's Semillon in it.
Well played. So where
would be like Semillon? Like, so South Africa.
Well done.
Yeah.
Be fast. So Andrew bopped by and brought six pence.
None the wiser. Boom.
Beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful wine.
60-40 Sauvignon Semillon.
40% Semillon. Yeah. This is stainless. Yeah.
And I will say 10% of profits stainless. Donated to the six pence workers fund.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And they also donate label. To Cape Nature. Very ripe tropical fruits.
I knew ripe tropical fruit, yeah.
What did you learn? Beautiful. What did the two of you learn in today's long amount of studying Sauvignon Blanc that led you to that?
One, because the acid was not the predominant feature. So, mm-hmm. like, that led me to believe that it was, and there was not as much green.
Mm-hmm.
I and by green,
I
mean
still get that jalapeno, but you're right. It's not.
Yeah. I don't. It's not a smack you in the face. Grass, green pepper, jalapeno.
Yeah. I feel like Zena, you're not a Sauvignon Blanc drinker.
I love Sauvignon Blanc, but I get the flavor strongly.
The green pepper smacks you in the face from all of them.
I think, and it does like me, but like this, why it didn't smack me in the face here is because it's Semillon. There's like a
60-40. Yeah.
It's 60-40. Like 40% Semillon is a great, it's thank like that's you, a blending Andrew. Grape. And I love Semillon. Like that's the whole thing. And it's, so is it South Africa? Was it South African?
Western Cape.
So Western Cape. Like so I feel like it's warmer, like tropical notes. So you get the slightly warmer, but also moderating.
Atlantic
ocean currents. Like I'm trying to line like all the moderating things and stuff like that. That's a lovely, lovely, lovely thing. So I was like, all right, okay, right. I got those two things.
And we did specifically talk about how in this.
But what would you say? So fruit profile, what would you say?
I said that it was
white peach.
Yeah, I mean,
juicy.
I think that's what gave the feeling.
Stone
of
fruit,
tropical fruit, citrus. But white peach, pineapple. They mentioned jasmine. I don't know if I really got jasmine.
I did. It had like
maybe
a
that's the perfumey
savory.
Sign to it. Oh, you know,
savory.
Yeah. All right, so we have done this for a long time. We have some Loire Valley. I
that
drank
was quick.
All of
eight,
mine.
8 minutes. Eight, I nailed it.
You did this.
Nailed it.
The South Africans within 5 minutes. So everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. And follow, subscribe, share, and drink also, wine.
And don't ever do this after 3.
No, and you know what? It's come over October. Wine brings people together.
Cheers.
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 Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers!
Woo!
You did a good job on that.
Thank you.
It was like a last minute addition. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Like, that's going to be.